Hi, thanks for dropping by Call Center today and taking a listen to today's podcast on borrowing Disney professionalism. With all of the fun and excitement of a day at Disneyland, it's important to recognize that the staff of Disneyland attempts to portray themselves in a professional image all the time. The custodian is as professional as the ticket taker, and those who operate the rides have the same friendly service approach as do the groundskeepers. When a guest contacts an employee, the employee is always responsive, even if he or she does not know the answer to that particular question. And the employees provide this responsiveness while dressed in costume or in the middle of a job or at the end of a long day. No matter what their title is, all employees of Disneyland go through intensive customer service training before starting a job. They're required to be capable of managing the fun day at a park with the professional work involved. In essence, employees serve guests spectacularly well at Disneyland so guests can find enjoyment and success and come back for more. So why can't management serve call center agents so agents find enjoyment in their jobs and success on the telephone so they'll be motivated to come back for more as well? In essence, there aren't very many companies or departments that can promote both professional employees and silly employees in an environment that capitalizes on this uniqueness. Can you imagine going to a meeting of your MIS IT department in your company and telling them that we're going to bring the personality of Disneyland into their culture? Positive feedback might be a bit muted. But call center management can and should consider themselves capable of bringing Disneyland into their call center. They should begin to take the principles and steps of Disneyland and transfer that uniqueness to the call center world. Lesson 1. Think of ways to harness impulsiveness in the call center. One consistency found at every call center conference, show, and meeting is that management and agents are in agreement that no person ever planned to be in a call center environment growing up. When you're a kid, you dream about being an athlete, or a fireman, or a policeman. You don't dream about being in a call center. Similarly, most lifelong Disney cast members never imagined they'd end up working in a theme park their entire lives. This doesn't mean that those people cannot be fulfilled or find intense enjoyment in such an environment. To the contrary, many Disney cast members stay because they love their co-workers and they love the exciting atmosphere of fun. In the call center world, management must recognize the bond of impulsiveness that holds them all together. But they should also strive to make the work atmosphere fun and lively. A thriving work environment can satisfy the most impulsive workers, making them want to stay. Lesson 2. Professionalism pertains to the verbal world first and foremost. Disneyland is most certainly an environment encompassing communication. Verbal communication from everybody in the park exists consistently from opening to closing. If one could capture every word spoken in a park during one day, you'd find a list a million words long. You might even find the entire dictionary there. The same analogy exists in your call center. More so than in any other culture, call center agents experience verbal communication all the time. It can give an agent a headache. Call after call, verbal communication after verbal communication. After a call, the agent often receives more verbal communication from supervisors or peers or from other departments. The call center is first and foremost a verbal world. Lesson 3. Don't forget about visual professionalism in the workplace, too. Disneyland is a visual communication environment, too. On any day, there could be as many as 75,000 visitors. That's quite a lot to see. Imagine taking a piece of paper and writing a note about every person you contacted that day. Thousands and thousands of people cross your path every hour in Disneyland. If only somebody would give you $10 for each person who walked by, you wouldn't have to work again, would you? Well, the same analogy exists with your call center. The call center is a visual world, too. Agents see their computer and their peers. They imagine their customers and prospects on the telephone. They see mental pictures of people that they're speaking with. If lucky, or maybe unlucky in some cases, agents see their supervisors too. They see their supervisor happy, sad, stressed, calm, motivated, or confused. They interpret what they see as meaning something personal. Did we as a call center do something wrong or right? Did I as an employee do something wrong or right? The call center is the quintessential communication culture in the corporate workplace. No other department can match the number of words, sounds, and sights that take place in a call center on a given day. So if the call center is the quintessential communication place, then management needs to incorporate quintessential communication to ensure their agents shine, just like at Disneyland. Lesson 4. Be seen, not heard. Another example of turning your call center into a Disneyland, and hence the communication stage, involves being seen and not heard. To motivate agents, supervisors should be seen and not heard. That's what Disneyland employees do. They're always walking around, doing their jobs, being seen by guests. But they never interrupt a conversation or communicate their points unless required to do so. They exist to assist, not to manipulate. Let's look at an example. One hotel chain is debating two schools of thought. The first theory was that every guest should be talked to, greeted, welcomed, and queried every time he or she sets foot within a lobby. The second theory was that all employees should be available but not bothersome to their guests so as to not get in the way. Instead, exceptional managers recognize the need for a third school of thought. How about finding ways to ensure that the guest recognizes the employees are available without the employees getting in the guest's way? This sort of creative thinking is exactly what they do at Disneyland. The security guards, for instance, are all dressed in various cast costumes. Guests recognize that they're there, but they're not called upon unless needed. Always remember, supervisors should be seen, not heard. Supervisors should think creatively. Supervisors should find a way to communicate their availability without getting in the way. Supervisors should be around. Borrowing Disney professionalism. Recap. 1. Despite all the fun, ask that your agents portray themselves in a professional image at all times. 2. Train your employees to manage fun and work simultaneously. 3. Like Disney employees, many agents never manage that end up here permanently. 4. A fun work environment and well-run team can entice agents to stay. 5. A professional verbal atmosphere must be maintained in the call center. 6. Use verbal communication to keep employees motivated and comfortable. 7. Visually, management should not openly appear stressed, unmotivated, or confused. 8. Always put your professionalism facade on to set the right example for the staff. 9. Supervisors should be seen and not heard unless they're needed. And 10. Supervisors should think creatively and bridge different schools of thought. And that's today's podcast from callcentertoday.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Burton.